I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in. It's a Monday morning, the 12th day of May, and I think we may be in for a little bit of rain, but what a weekend. What a great weekend we had. And coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll, of course, talk more about that. We got lots to get to for you this morning. I mean, it's been a mile a minute, the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Guess what? So today is the 12th. He was sworn in on the, 20th of January. Mm-hmm. So we're not even at the four-month mark yet. We might have a ceasefire in Russia. It looks like right now we have a trade deal with China and the UK. So China was the big one that everybody thought was going to take the longest. And it looks like overnight they've almost settled the deal, which would include China tariffs dropping dramatically, U.S. tariffs dropping dramatically, mm-hmm. while they iron out the details of this, because despite their hardline talk, China needs the U.S. market, and things were suddenly backing up in their ports, and they need to feed their people. So just like Trump expected, this thing's going to work out just fine, and you, the consumer, will benefit from it. In the long run. So all the belly aching that's happened until now, go suck on a Tums or something is all I can tell you. My friends at Tums will appreciate that down the street.
This segment sponsored by
this segment
Tums.
Sponsored by you. Speaking of which, Tums and these other pharmaceutical companies might need some Tums this morning because of what's going on with this most favored nation status the president's been talking about. If you're just waking up this morning, this was the Truth Social he put out yesterday. Big announcement coming out, maybe the biggest ever. And today he's going to sign an EO reducing drug prices. Now, I don't know if I'm 100% on board with this because it's kind of, again, you're in a situation where you're going to force American companies to take a loss, or you're going to force foreign countries to pay more for the drugs. And that could be Trump's point. That very well could be what he's after here in the long run, because it may be the thing you're not thinking of. We're going to talk this over with Hans von Spakovsky coming up. Of course, senior legal mind at the Heritage Foundation. They put a paper out about most favored nation status back in 1973. So they've been working on this issue at Heritage for a long time. And this is like a WTO thing, just so you know. The whole idea of a most favored nation status is a World Trade Organization idea. I know it's been around longer than the WTO, but the WTO has pushed for it most recently. So I'm a little leery here, but we'll see what the end goal may not be obvious yet, is what I would argue on this whole on the whole drug deal. I can tell you that. Also, we are let's count the days. We are 6 days. No, I'm wrong about that. We're 4 days from the end of the legislative session. This Friday, well, that's it, the 16th. That's it. They got to get the budget deal. They got to get anything they're going to get accomplished this week down in Jeff City. So we're going to be focusing on that a little bit as well, because still some important things that need to kind of get across the finish line. And it's not going to be what conservatives were hoping for, I can tell you that. It's going to be less than, as it usually is by the end of May. Unfortunately. All right, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
All right, hold on here. Here we go.
You tell your phone you want a milkshake and a guy brings it to your house. Please, you couldn't survive a week living in Intifadaville.
Bill Maher setting these young kids straight that are out there protesting on the streets for Hamas and Palestine and Free Palestine. He said they have no idea what they're doing, and it's up to their parents to set them straight.
I love my gay friends, and I love my transgender friends, but I'm not going to get into all this stuff that's going around. Men should not play sports against women. If anybody thinks that, I think they're stupid.
All right. How about that? Charles Barkley, who just kind of speaking his mind there on men playing in women's sports. Could you imagine if he could join the WNBA today and be an all-star?
You cannot support ICE. You can go ahead and support sanctuary cities, but you can't cross that line. You can't cross the line of impediment. You certainly can't trespass in a city that's contracted by the U.S. government to house criminals.
Yeah. Hey, Tom Homan there, obviously. Have you seen what happened this weekend when a couple of U.S. congresspeople and a local mayor decided to show their backsides, so to speak, outside of an ICE detention facility? They got turned away. Because they didn't do it. They did it for the cameras. And now there may be further charges pressed against one congresswoman who started assaulting ICE officers outside of the gates.
I can tell you that the talks were productive. I spoke to President Trump, as did Ambassador Jameson, last night, and he is fully informed of what is going on.
Yeah, there you have it. That is Scott Bessent. The libs don't know what to do with that guy. He's the Treasury Secretary. He's the one who's sort of been in charge of making sure that we have fair trade, right? He's been working on that as part of one of the president's point people. And they handle him with kid gloves. They don't quite know what to do with Scott Bessent. And he's obviously whip smart, but here's what got announced overnight. The White House and China have reached a deal to immediately reduce tariffs 115% and 110% respectively for 90 days while they iron out the details. So Trump raised them, China raised them, Trump raised them again, China raised them again. It was like 145% tariffs. And now that they've sat down at a negotiating table and realized it's hurting everybody, they're going to work this out to where we don't have the same huge trade deficit that we've given away to China for years now. And China's going to be happier with that than no trade at all. This is the art of the deal in real time, just so people understand. We've not had a president with the guts to do this in my lifetime. And that's the shocking thing. Rush Limbaugh pointed this out years ago when Trump first ran. He said the establishment is scared to death of Donald Trump because he doesn't owe anything to anyone, and therefore he can do what is in the best interest of the American people and not the establishment. That's why they're afraid of him. the establishment was perfectly fine going along to get along as they enrich themselves, and they don't care about the country. They don't care about the trade deficit. They don't care about the debt. They don't care about any of that as long as things were good in their world. And Donald Trump has been harping on this since the 1980s. We've got to fix this trade deficit with the world. And only as a lame duck president has he been able to get it accomplished. He's not he's going to disappoint Jasmine Crockett, but he's not running for a third term. So we'll see if the deal gets inked in the next 90 days. But that's what's happening this morning as you wake up. It is a game changer. Every country in the world will now fall in line on these tariffs now that the U.S. and China have this worked out. Or they're going to be locked out of trading with the two of the biggest economies in the world. So they're going to have to get their house in order. We'll see how that works out for them. All right, coming up, we'll get to Hans, anxious to see what he thinks about this fair trade deal because it got challenged in court the last time around when Trump tried it. And although the law has changed since then, my guess is the pharmaceutical industry is judge shopping even as we speak. So we'll talk to Hans about that when we come back here in just a minute.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
It is the springtime of my love.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And I think that led to a great deal of the productivity we've seen. We will be giving details tomorrow. But I can tell you that the talks were productive. We had the vice premier, two vice ministers who were integrally involved, Ambassador Jameson and myself. And I spoke to President Trump, as did Ambassador Jameson last night, and he is fully informed of what is going on. So there will be a complete briefing tomorrow morning.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, I have trouble keeping up with it myself. I tell you, we got deals with China. We got announcements that we're going to decrease drug prices. And this guy's not even been president for 4 months.
Oh, look, it's hard for everybody to keep up with everything he's doing. Last week, I was trying to total up the number of executive orders, and I think I got to 150.
Oh,
and they're continuing to come. He clearly wants to get as much done as possible, and that's obviously what's driving him.
Yeah, now he's flying off to try to secure a peace in the Middle East, it sounds like. Hey, listen, on this most favored nation status, this is what the president is talking about imposing in an EO today that would effectively force American pharmaceutical companies to make American prices match the cheapest price for their drug in any other country. And I know this is something that Heritage has been studying for years. I found a position paper on it from 1973, I think. I mean, it's long been debated. But the last time the president tried this, he got sued.
Yeah, and what I have to question is whether the president has the authority to do that. I mean, it's one thing to push these companies to lower their prices to have the most competitive prices, but look, the real problem here in this whole area of pharmaceutical drugs is, look, the process for researching and getting a new drug approved by the Food and Drug Administration is a labyrinth of regulatory excess that costs huge amounts of money. And if you cut down the regulatory burden, I mean, you still want to make sure you have safe drugs. But what the FDA is doing, and one of the reasons I know this is because I know someone who used to be the general counsel for the FDA. And he told me that their process for getting a new drug approved is a nightmare, even when it is clearly a safe drug, an effective drug. The costs are in the billions, not millions, in the billions of dollars. And that's one of the reasons that pharmaceuticals are so costly in the U.S.
Well, and if you take away the incentive, they're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart, although I'm sure they have good intentions.
That's right.
These are for-profit companies. If you take away that carrot at the end of the stick that, yeah, we're putting a lot into this, but eventually we'll be able to get it on the market and make our money back. If you remove the incentive to be able to make any money on it, they lose their incentive to be as creative as they are, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, that's exactly right. And it's the profit incentive that is one of the reasons the United States has been the leading developer of new and effective drugs to treat diseases around the world. And one of the reasons many other countries have very cheap prices like China is because they steal, our drugs, and they violate the patents and other legal protections we have on that. I mean, China is notorious for that.
Well, I'll be able to talk more about this with Lucas Tomlinson from Fox coming up in the next hour. On the Alien Enemies Act, this obviously has been challenged by a number of these judges in court about whether or not Tren de Aragua really poses that kind of threat. I listened to Stephen Miller point out yesterday, we have hard evidence from the FBI that a lot of these gangs were sent here to assassinate opponents to Maduro who happen to be in the United States.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of intelligence that the president has that these lone federal judges don't.
Yeah.
And that right there tells you what's wrong with these federal district court judges substituting their judgment on a foreign policy national security issue for that of the president. And I hope when these cases get to the Supreme Court that Chief Justice Roberts and the other justices finally step in and stop what's happening with these nationwide injunctions being issued without authority by these judges all over the country.
Yeah, that cannot happen too soon, for sure.
That's right.
Hans, we always appreciate your insight, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Have a good week. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation. I got lots to say on this drug decision by the president. I don't know if I...
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly.
But I wouldn't work in the States at the moment. I'd worry about them going through my jokes and ending up spending 2 days locked up without my heart medication. You know, I just would worry about it.
This is some snowflake over in the United Kingdom, as you can hear there. He's a comedian, right? And he went on a big rant on British TV about the fact that he's now turning down job offers to come over to the United States and play his gigs out of fear that it's like 1930s Germany and he's going to be put in a gulag somewhere because Orange Man bad. This is the kind of paranoia that's going on in the world where they get a one-sided view of American politics, because if you travel overseas, you get CNN International is what you have to watch for U.S. news. And it's all filtered to their point of view.
I mean,
it's
pathetic. We laugh about people who have this mindset, who are so deathly scared that they won't even come here to the United States. But, I mean, there are actual people
it's
who
real.
Feel this way. It's serious, actual fear. Yeah.
I'll tell you more about this coming up here in a few minutes in other news. Kim, you're also online right now telling people that we're going to take some suggestions, right, for songs on Friday.
Yeah, we're going to start something new here. So every Monday I'll be posting on, by the way, if you don't know this, we're streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever, all the Rumble. And so if you specifically for like Facebook or YouTube probably are the best places. But if you want to request a song, we will play it Friday. Although I should tell you, please do one per person. Don't sit here and request 10
songs.
Expect us to play them all on Friday.
Did you hear that, Mama Kate? I'm just throwing that out there. All right, I know she's listening this morning. All right, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, inquiring minds want to know. So the president announced a cut in drug prices and a deal with China. What has that done to, like, futures this morning? Are they up, down? What's going on?
Futures are through the roof.
Oh,
I'll
bet.
The Dow is up by more than 1,000 points as we speak.
Wow. Not surprising.
My only concern was that the most favored nation status thing on drugs might temper the reaction to the China deal, but it doesn't sound like that's been an issue.
No, the China deal is overtaking all headlines. Nothing else matters right now.
I need you to do me a favor. When you're reading the news in the morning with Gordon Deal, I need you.
I know what you're about to tell her.
Whenever you come to this story, I need you to say,
China. See, Mark didn't even tell me he was going to say that, and I knew what you were about to tell her.
We're starting to, our minds are starting to meld here.
He can't, there are certain words, like he has to say it. China. He can't just say China.
Why?
Because Trump says it that way. That's how Trump says China.
Or if he's talking about a huge deal, it usually comes out huge.
This is going to be huge.
I don't know if Gordon will go for that, but I'll ask.
You do it, and then you beg for forgiveness, Nicole. That's what you don't ask for permission.
Yeah, I'm not going. I don't want the wrath of Gordon deal.
Donald Trump was in China today.
China. All right, I'll keep that in mind.
All right, what's going on out there?
All right, like I said, futures are sharply higher after U.S. and China cut tariffs. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 119. The NASDAQ was up roughly 0.75 points, and the S&P 500 down 4. The U.S. and China said they have agreed to suspend most tariffs on each other's goods for 90 days, pending further negotiations. Under the agreement, the United States will reduce the tariff on Chinese imports to 30% from its current 145. Meanwhile, Beijing will cut its retaliatory levies on U.S. goods to 10% from 125. President Trump said he will sign an executive order today to cut prescription prices to the level paid by other high-income countries, an amount he put at 30 to 80% less. The U.S. pays the most in the world for many prescription drugs. Reuters reports President Trump is preparing to accept a luxury jet from the royal family of Qatar, which he will use as Air Force One. The plane, a Boeing 747-8 jet, is set to be transferred to Trump's Presidential Library Foundation at the conclusion of his White House term. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said the 10% baseline tariff rate on imports from other countries is likely to be in place for the foreseeable future, echoing President Trump's comments from one day prior. Lutnick rejected the idea that consumers would take on increased costs from the tariffs, saying instead that the business and the countries will pay. Krispy Kreme has announced a collaboration with Bandai Namco Entertainment in America Incorporated that celebrates the 45th anniversary of Pac-Man with a new donut collection inspired by the game. The promotion also comes with free food. The chain is giving away 45,000 free original glazed donuts from today through Friday. And finally, scientists have confirmed that cloning a human is now technically possible thanks to breakthroughs in reproductive genetics and stem cell manipulation.
Wow, that's awesome.
Right?
You can just go out and clone yourself?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Just have another you, wouldn't that be great?
I would have so many versions of me. There would be so many Nicoles running over the world.
Wow.
Nicole Murray would dominate. I would be such a big leader.
I have some issues with this. Just like I don't think we have any business bringing back woolly mammoths or what was that wolf they brought back?
Oh, the dire wolf. They already brought that back, supposedly.
I know.
They have three little, would they be cubs?
I think there's a reason these things go extinct.
What reason would that be?
Well, I don't know, but the dire wolf kind of died out. It was like three times the size of a regular wolf. I'm not sure we want to reintroduce those to the population.
I feel like it was just a headline grabber because of Game of Thrones. And it
I know.
How cool would it be to bring back the dire wolf?
100%. 100%. I don't know. Maybe there's like a limit of how many times you can clone yourself.
A limit? Like, whoa. Like, you think you should be able to clone yourself more than once?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if we put a limit on it? And that way it'll kind of keep things under somewhat control.
Can you imagine what would happen with, well, first of all, this would be crazy expensive, but can you imagine what would happen with the population?
So
no one wants to have children, and so nowadays people would just clone themselves like 14 times.
So I have a twisted thought here, but I wonder, like, I generally I'm not in favor of the idea of cloning people.
Okay.
That's not a Star Wars reference. But I wonder if there aren't applications here where people have lost a child or something like that and would consider doing that. I'll bet that would be part of this. I bet it would.
Could I clone my husband so he can just like do, like, you know, he always feels like he doesn't have enough time, you know? So it's like
if there were two
of them, Michael could do the yard work. This Michael could,
I don't think,
you know,
my wife would want to deal with two of me. I just got to be honest with you.
True love right there.
Right on the heels of Mother's Day. I just got to say, I'm not sure she'd want to put up with two of me. But
well, maybe one of your clones could just be responsible for housework. She wouldn't have to interact with him at all.
Okay.
This clone does cooking. This clone does the cleaning and
if
the laundry.
If it's a clone of me, that would not be happening. That's the problem.
Going to have to tell him to suck it up.
Oh, that's true. Nicole, have a great day. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Thanks, guys, so much.
All right, you bet. Nicole Murray there. I can't wrap my brain around that. I just don't know. It's a step further than IVF and some of this other stuff where you're accommodating the creation of a human being. That cloning yourself?
It should probably come as no surprise that I would not support this.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on us. I say playing God. A lot of people don't like when I use that phrase, and that's fine.
Concern.
But I would not ever support cloning people.
Like, where does it stop? I mean, there would have to be so many guidelines on it that you couldn't just have private labs popping up offering to clone you for $500,000, because you know the cost would be outrageous.
They do like a BOGO? So like Black Friday?
I don't know.
It's
you
like
buy
you,
one, get one yourself? Yeah.
Special deal. Memorial Day, they do like a President's Day. You get two extra clones.
Well, they could do
by now within 24 hours.
They could do some experiments on, you know, nature versus nurture kind of thing, and find out if it's exactly the same or if the experiences of the cloned you would be different, and therefore your clone would be different than you.
We need to stop with all the technology. Like, technology is great in so many ways. AI can be great in so many ways, but this is where it goes. We swing the pendulum too far. It's like everything. It's like, why can't we just keep it somewhat in the middle? Like, why does it have to go from one extreme to the other?
Yeah.
You know? Doesn't it seem like that with a lot of different areas where there's a good thing and they ruin it because they take it too far?
Yeah. That definitely is why. I just don't know that they approve that, like in the United States. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. Next hour, we are going to check in live from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where Lucas Tomlinson is reporting live over there for Fox this morning. He's going to join us at about 20 after. The president is on his way over there. He's working on that meeting between Putin and Zelensky, apparently. He's trying to negotiate an end to that bloodbath. He's just announced this drug deal. He's just announced a deal with China. I did it again. I just can't help myself. We're going to check in with Lucas live at about 7:20. Stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
Mark Cox.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Pepsi drinkers, you might have a lot to say about this. So Coca-Cola is the number one, I say soda. Some people might say pop, depending on where you're from, but it's soda is really the correct way to say it. But anyway, last year, Pepsi was dethroned by Dr. Pepper as the number two soda. So it went Coke, then it went Dr. Pepper, then it went Pepsi. Well, now Pepsi's been bumped from the top three. Now Sprite has overtaken it too, claiming the third place.
Wow.
Whoa. That's actually a big deal.
If I walk up to a vending machine or whatever it happens to be, and I have a choice, I'll buy a Pepsi.
Coke every time.
Are you Coke? Yeah. Really?
Pepsi. Yeah.
No, I don't drink soda enough.
Okay.
But I do. I know people have very strong feelings about Coke or Pepsi and feel like they're completely different tastes.
They are, and I've fluctuated back and forth over the years, I will admit. But I'm not disappointed if I have a Coke. I might prefer a Pepsi, but I would never put Sprite up there.
So you're blindfolded. You would hands down be able to tell the difference between a Pepsi and a Coke.
Yes, absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Okay, by the way, I brought this up a little earlier. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of this British comedian named Stuart Lee?
Nope.
Have you heard of Stuart Lee? Well, I haven't either. And you're not going to see him anytime soon because he's refusing to work in the United States because Orange Man Bad. Listen to what he said about what his view from England of what's going on in the United States. Listen.
I don't see a way out of where we're going, you know, and so you
so when you talked about fascism in your last column,
yeah, let's call it what it is. Absolutely.
I mean, think that's where we're heading?
People are pussyfooting around this idea. People are being deported wrongly from the States to an El Salvador jail without due process. What's that? Trump is doing deals for resources with dictators. You know, it absolutely is that, and we have to call it that, and we have to act in the way that we should have done more quickly in the 30s.
I guess he wasn't around when Biden did deals for oil with Venezuela. This is the view that a lot of people get overseas. They have no idea what's going on. He has no idea that this guy was never a Maryland man. He's an El Salvadorian resident. He's a citizen.
That's just sad.
It's just pathetic. Anyway, you won't see him because he said he's turned down jobs in the U.S. because he's afraid they'll filter his jokes before he can go on stage. He's in a country where people get arrested for the wrong tweet in England. Does he not know what the First Amendment is over here?
Make it make sense.
Ah, come on.
Do you hear a social media influencer is getting a lot of pushback? This whole video has gone viral of her bringing her massive Great Dane service dog onto a commercial United Airlines flight. She was going from San Francisco to Miami, which would be a pretty long flight, and she brought her roughly 120-pound Great Dane service dog, Charlie, and there's video of this dog you can see taking up the aisle. I mean,
I'm okay
a massive
with this.
Dog.
I am okay with this.
Me too.
Was he you know a good why? Boy? You know why I'm okay with it? Mm-mm. And it's not because she's beautiful. I'm okay with it because she paid for the entire aisle.
Well, there you go.
She paid.
That's
for,
fine.
She paid for all three seats, and they sat her in the front row, right behind first class, where you have the extra foot room there, and that's where the dog laid. So she wasn't putting anybody out by having the dog on there.
What happens if someone's highly allergic to dogs? Like, can't
it's
even
a Great
be...
Dane. They don't shed.
Okay, but let's not think of it as a Great Dane. Let's think of any service dog that someone would bring onto a plane or service pet, because now it's just not limited to dogs.
Yeah.
What happens if there's somebody on that flight who is really, really allergic?
Well, you could say, what if they have a service cat and people are allergic to cats?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So then what happens?
I don't know what they do.
I never really thought about that scenario.
That has to sort of be an ongoing problem.
Put him at the back of the plane.
There you go.
Get him as far away from the puppy as possible.
I'd make the dog sit in the back.
As long as the dog doesn't poop.
I disagree, of course.
I know you do, Sue, and that's okay.
Could you imagine?
But it's a Great Dane. I mean, there wouldn't be room in the back, only place for him would be there.
Yeah, I don't know. Drew, that's a good point. If the dog went to the bathroom, that's like human size.
That's bigger than human size.
Woo!
Yeah. If you own an iPhone, Apple has settled a lawsuit over Siri. You might be able to cash in on it. There's no guarantee. They've agreed to pay $95 million because somebody determined that Siri was listening to your private conversations. Hey, that happens every day.
Yeah,
I thought that was a given.
Why are people surprised
by
that
when you signed to the user agreement?
That thing you didn't read with all the tiny print, you said okay to that.
This is why you talk about buying a new car, and the next day car ads fill your social media. This is not a surprise, folks. Come on. Coming up, we'll get to Lucas Tomlinson. He's traveling with President Trump in Saudi Arabia.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.